Starting next week, you'll be able to get a haircut at a barbershop or salon in Massachusetts, and you can even take your pet to the groomers. It's all part of the state's gradual plan to reopen businesses closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Not all businesses get to start operation right away, though, and employers will have to have new guidelines to follow. As the state reopens, the MBTA has also got plans now to handle more commuters. WBR reporters Zininjor Enwemeka joins us to talk about this. Hi, Zininjor.
Hi, Lisa.
So could you give us an overview of the reopening plan that Governor Baker laid out today?
Yeah, so the reopening plan will happen in four phases, and we're now in phase one. So starting today, manufacturing, construction, and places of worship can reopen. Next week, all retail businesses can do curbside pickup, including recreational pot shops. Outdoor activities like boating and kayaking will be allowed. Hair salons, barbershops, and car washes can open up too. And offices can open at a 25% capacity, except for those in Boston. Boston offices can't open until June 1st. After that, more businesses such as restaurants, casinos, and gyms will gradually reopen. But those phases are still weeks away. Christopher Guerin of the Associated Industries of Massachusetts called the plan balanced.
Every employer in Massachusetts hoped to hear, yep, you have the green light, let's start back to work. But I think employers also recognize that if we don't go about this in the right way, we're going to get set back.
But John Hurst of the Massachusetts Retailers Association says he doesn't see why retail stores still can't open their doors.
There's some real issues. I really don't know how they arrived to these positions, particularly on getting one's hair cut, yet not being able to have some people in your closed retail store. It just doesn't seem to be across the board scientifically based.
Now, it's important to note that it won't be business as usual for the companies reopening now. There are cleaning and safety requirements. There must be social distancing, so people still can't gather in groups larger than 10. And offices and religious services must have a reduced capacity.
What does this mean then for the summer season coming up with Memorial Day just around the weekend?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, outdoor activities will be allowed starting next week. Also, beaches, parks, and some athletic fields will be allowed to open. So this is all just in time for the long weekend and the unofficial start of summer. And certainly this is great for many seasonal businesses like those on Cape Cod. Business owner Mike Morrison has an outdoor activity company on the Cape, and he was thrilled to hear that he can open next week. But he says he also feels for other seasonal businesses in the region that have to wait much longer.
The Cape needs to survive as a place for people to go and enjoy every aspect of it, and the restaurants and bars. And I hope the crowds are here. I hope we are able to thrive with this opportunity.
So, Zininjor, as businesses start to reopen, the MBTA is also going to have to ramp up its service once again. What does the transportation plan look like?
Yes, that's right. So now the T service won't change right away. It will continue to be the reduced service that the MBTA scaled back to back in March. So that's phase one for the T. As the state moves into phases two and three, we'll start to see more train and bus service. Ferry service will come back altogether, and there will be additional trains on the commuter rail. Generally, more train service will return quicker than bus service. But overall, the MBTA won't be back up to full service until phase four.
And what is the reason for bringing transit service along so slowly as other businesses start to reopen? Because right now, we don't really know when phase four is going to be.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, today the governor said that they want to make sure service is brought back with safety in mind. The MBTA really wants to get this right. And, you know, managing social distancing and safety on public transit is a huge challenge for the T. State officials point out that safety will not just rest on the MBTA, but also riders and employers. Riders must wear masks and are encouraged to not use the T if they're sick. And the state is also encouraging employers to stagger work schedules and to allow employees to continue to work from home. The idea is that this would ensure that the transit system isn't too burdened as people start to commute to work again.
One more question. How will the state decide when it goes from phase to phase and when we might finally get to this new normal?
Well, each phase is expected to last at least 3 weeks, and when it ends will depend on 6 metrics, including infection rates, deaths, hospitalizations, testing capacity, contact tracing capabilities, and the healthcare system's capabilities. And the new normal, well, that will be when we get to phase 4.
WBR reporters Anindya and Rameka, thank you very much, Anindya.
Sure thing.